Hello, this is Allie again, and I'm going to give you my thoughts and review the Magic Wand Plus. I'm going to start with what I liked about it. Number one, it's a plug-in. There's no batteries or charging needed. Number two, it's powerful. I had a very, very powerful orgasm, just to let you know if you didn't want to listen to it. It was really strong. And at the end, it felt too strong. And I had to turn it off very quickly after I came. Number three, it's relatively affordable. I bought it from Amazon at $52. Number four, the head of the toy is pretty smooth and it's a little bit squishy. It has some give. I thought it was nice. The neck is flexible too, so it bends a little bit with the head, makes it kind of adjustable and can move around a bit. Number four, the Magic Wand Plus has four variable speeds. The original Magic Wand is only high and low. Number seven, it's very durable. What I read from the article is that the magic wand originally was made as an appliance for being a body massager, and it's known to have very durable parts. And there are magic wands that were made in the 60s that still work today. Some sex toys on the market will note that they are a novelty product, and the intention may not be for it to last very long. Number eight, there's available attachments to the magic wand and other toys like it, but since the magic wand has been on the market for so long, there are separate companies that will make attachments for the magic wand because the size of the head is so well known. And there's different attachments to make it a toy for penis havers or vulva havers, and also different textures and different ways to mount the wand vibrator. And number nine, what I liked about this is that the cord for the magic wand can be removed. And I believe that is meant for storage because, according to the article, the cord should not be wrapped around the wand when stored. And now for things I didn't really like about it. Number one, it's a plug-in. That was on both lists, but the reason why it's on the con list is because I believe the cord is 6 feet long, and so you have to make sure you're close enough to a power source. That may not be an issue for everybody. Number two, it's very loud. It's known to be very loud. And if you didn't hear in the introduction, I demonstrated that. Number three, it's heavy. And number four, it's kind of awkward to hold. Number five, it's large too. It's one of the bigger ones on the market. Number six, it's not waterproof or even water resistant. I would recommend cleaning the wand before and after every use, maybe with water and soap on a towel and then wiping it and not putting it near a stream of water. And number seven, for me at least, when I'm using strong vibrating toys in general, I kind of feel kind of numb after a while. And the Magic Wand Plus is a very strong vibration. It's this toy especially. So in general, there are loads of wand vibrators out on the market. And many of these were made specifically for clitoral stimulation, included features such as being waterproof or having an ergonomic grip and having it designed for easy reach. However, if pure power is what you're looking for in a vibrating wand, this is the one you want. It is, I believe, the most powerful on the market, especially because it's corded, it's plugged in directly, and so you don't have to worry about the decrease in vibration, in speed or power when the battery runs out. And I think that wraps it up. As always, if you have any questions about the toy or sex toys in general, or you have suggestions on a toy that you think I should try next time, please comment on the Reddit post or using the anonymous form. Thank you so much for listening. For science. Bye.